To the second chapter of the Gospel of Mark. You say that's where we were last week. I just kind of got stuck there all week and just wanted to stay there a little bit. So if you'll turn with me again to the Gospel of Mark, the second chapter. Last week, we spoke from this passage concerning crazy friends. Say this with me. Everybody needs a few crazy friends. We looked at Mark chapter 2, and we talked about the fact that they came to Jesus bringing one that was paralyzed, and he was carried by four crazy friends. These are the kinds of crazy friends that we all need. We need people who will do whatever it takes to get us to Jesus. And those are the kinds of crazy friends. And if you missed last week's message, there's CDs you could get here, or you could go to the website. Go to the podcast, click on podcast, and listen to the message at no cost. And I want to encourage you to get last week's message as we talked about crazy friends. Now, this morning, I want to continue in this verse, and I want to talk about another theme that jumped out at me all week. And I want you to notice it says that the paralyzed man was carried by these four crazy friends. And when they could not enter the door because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof, they lowered the bed that he was lying on, and when Jesus saw their faith, say that with me, saw their faith, he said, "Thy sins be forgiven, arise, take up your bed, and walk." And the man was miraculously forgiven of his sin and healed in his body on that day. This morning, I want to focus. Last week was on crazy friends. This week, I want to talk about courageous faith. Courageous faith. These crazy friends demonstrated courageous faith. When they couldn't get in the door, they carried this man to the house where they heard Jesus was, and when they couldn't get in the door, they had the courage and the faith to climb up on a roof, to uncover the roof, and to lower him and do whatever it took to get him to Jesus. And so this morning, as we talk about courageous faith, here's the big idea. Here's the point I want you to get. Here's the important focus and theme that I want you to understand, is that courageous faith is miraculous faith. Courageous faith is miraculous faith. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Your sins be forgiven and arise, take up your bed and walk." It was their courageous faith that brought the miraculous to that man that day. When Jesus saw their faith was courageous, he did the miraculous. And I submit to you this morning that God wants us to have the kind of faith that is courageous. And God wants us to experience the miraculous. And when God sees the courageous, he will do the miraculous. Come on, let me say that again. When God sees the courageous, God will do the miraculous. And today, God wants us to have courageous and miraculous faith. There was a man who appeared before St. Peter at the pearly gates. And by the way, whenever you hear a story like that, how many know that's not really how it works? How many know that? Can I tell you, that's not Bible. It's just a story, okay? It's just an expression people say, standing at the gates with St. Peter. How many know that's not how it works? Guess what? St. Peter's not at the gate right now, okay? Is that all right? We got that cleared up now. Let me tell you the story. So this man is standing before St. Peter at the pearly gates, and St. Peter says to him, "Have you ever done anything courageous in your life?" And the man thinks a moment and he says, "Yeah." He says, "As a matter of fact, I was on a trip one time in the Black Hills in South Dakota. I came upon a gang of macho bikers. They were threatening a young woman. And so I courageously directed them to leave her alone, but they didn't listen. So I mustered up even more courage and I approached the largest one of the group, the one that was most heavily tattooed. I smacked him in the head, I kicked his bike over, and I ripped out his nose earring. And then I shook my finger at him and I said, you leave this woman alone or you will answer to me. St. Peter was very impressed. He said, when did all this happen? He said, just a couple of minutes ago. I mean, no, that's foolish faith. That's not courageous. Courageous faith is miraculous faith. I want to answer three questions this morning that are very important. I want to talk about what is courageous faith. Then I want to talk about how do we cultivate courageous faith. And then how do we activate courageous faith. First of all, I want to talk about what is courageous faith. It's an important question. What is courageous faith? What did Jesus see in these men that brought about the miraculous? I want you to notice verse 5, and I emphasize this important statement, and I can't emphasize this enough, that Jesus saw their faith. How many know Jesus could look into their heart and see their faith, but it was more than he saw what was in their heart. He saw what they did with their actions. I can't emphasize this enough. Courageous faith, listen to me, courageous faith is faith that is seen. You can see it. I want that to sink in a moment. I can't emphasize that enough. A lot of times we talk about faith and people say, I've got faith. But faith, courageous faith that experiences the miraculous is faith that is seen. You can see it. It's tangible. It's visible. It's belief, listen to me, belief plus action. Let me say that again. Courageous faith is faith that is seen. It's believing in your heart plus it's acting with our life. Courageous faith. Faith that is seen. How many know it's courageous faith is not just, I think I have faith. It's not, I believe I have faith or I feel like I have faith. After all, I have faith in my heart. That's good, but how many know courageous faith is something that is seen? It's something you have in your heart, but it's also something you do. Something you act on. Something you speak, something you live, something you walk. The just shall live by faith. Four times in the Bible, the word live or walk by faith, it means taking steps. Faith is not something we just believe in our heart. It's something that we take steps and do action to do that can be seen. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, your sins be forgiven and arise. Take up your bed and walk. You know, sometimes we think that courage is not being afraid. We say, well, that person has courage. They're brave. They must not be afraid. No, the definition of courage is to do what we're scared to do. People who have courage and act with courage, it's not that they're not afraid. It's not that they don't have bad thoughts. It's not that they don't have human emotions. It's not that they're not sure all the time. It just means that they're willing to do or take a step of faith on something that they're even afraid of. Courageous faith is, yes, I think this in my mind, and yes, I feel this, and yes, I don't know about this, but I'm going to take a step of faith and do something based on the Word of God and on Jesus. That's courageous faith. It's something that's seen. It's something we do. I often hear people say, well, I have faith. I believe with all my heart. I even say with my mouth, I've got faith, I got faith, I got faith. That's good. But how many know that's not enough? It's not enough to just believe in our heart and say, I have faith. It's not enough to just say with our mouth. How many know we have to then back it up with our action? Oh, come on. Courageous faith is something that is seen. Jesus didn't say, I see that you guys have faith in your heart. That's why I'm going. No, he says, I see that you have faith in your heart, but I also see what you did. You carried him. You uncovered the roof. You lowered him to me. You acted in faith. Courageous faith is believing in our heart plus acting with our life. Let me say that again. Courageous faith is believing in our heart plus acting with our life. Look at James chapter 2. James said, even so, faith with that has no works or has nothing to back it up, no action to back it up, is dead. No results. Not really faith. Faith or believing in your heart without doing something, without an action to back that faith up, is dead. Doesn't work. Produces no results. Because it says, because that belief is alone by itself. It needs a partner. That belief in your heart needs a partner and something to act out to make it live, to make it have results. Thou believe in God, that's good. But so does the devil. And he trembles. But those who boast that they have faith in God, know this. Listen, if you're going to boast and say, I have faith in God, then he says, then back it up with your actions and with your works. Back it up with your life. Back it up with what you do. Amen. Amen. It's not enough to say. It's something we have to do. When Jesus saw their faith, it's believing in our heart plus acting with our life. How many know courageous faith is not just, I stand at the Red Sea and believe it can part. How many know you have to step into the water for it to part? You can stand all day at the Red Sea and say, I believe it's going to part, but if you don't step in, it's not going to part. Courageous faith doesn't stand at the walls of Jericho and say, I believe you're going to fall down in with all my heart. No, you got to not only believe with all your heart, you got to march around the walls 6 days and on seven times, and on the seventh day march around, then the walls will fall. See, courageous faith doesn't say, our army is outnumbered, but I believe that God will defeat the enemy. It's not only I believe in my heart that our army is outnumbered and God can defeat the army, but it's also blowing our trumpet and breaking our pitchers and lifting our lamps. And the enemy flees. You see, courageous faith is more than I stand before Goliath and say, you're going to fall. It's also picking up a sling and throwing a stone. Come on now. Courageous faith is more than I believe that 5,000 plus people can be fed. It's also giving your 5 loaves and 2 fishes and passing them out. Courageous faith is more than just my hand that's withered can be healed. It's also stretching it forth when Jesus said to stretch it forth. Courageous faith is more than just God can deliver us from this prison. It's also singing and praising God all night long and the chains fall off and the bars open. Courageous faith is something you see. It's something we do. It's believing in our heart plus. This morning, if we want to have courageous faith, which God wants us to have, which produces the miraculous, we've got to take what we believe in our heart, and that's good that we believe in our heart. But then we need to live it. We need to act on it. We need to take steps of faith. We need to pray. We need to give. We need to serve. We need to love. We need to forgive. Well, I just believe in my heart. That's great. But if you want it to live and you want it to produce the miraculous, it's something we do. If God has put in your heart that you should forgive that person, believe in your heart for your miracle and then act in forgiveness. If you believe that God wants you to give something, then believe in your heart and then give. If you believe that God wants to do something in your life and you believe in your heart, then find somewhere to serve. Act. Do something. Don't just say, I believe. Act. When Jesus saw their faith. That's what courageous faith is. Now, the second question I want to ask is, how do we cultivate this kind of courageous faith? If that's what it is, how do we get that kind of faith? How do we develop that kind of faith in our life? Well, let's look at our text in Mark 2. What was it that predicated these men having that kind of courageous faith? Verse 1 says, now Jesus entered Capernaum, and after a few days they heard. Everybody say heard. They heard that Jesus was in the house. Isn't that great? Hey, Jesus is in the house. Can I say to you this morning, have you heard? Jesus is in this house. Oh, come on. Have you heard? We're not just here to have a church service today. Have you heard? This is not just we're going through religious motions today. Have you heard? Jesus is in the house. They heard that Jesus was in the house. And many of them gathered in so much as there was not room, they could not receive any more at the door. And he preached the word of God to them. Listen, you want to cultivate courageous faith? You want to build your faith up to where it's more than just something you believe in your heart and you start acting with your life? You know what you need? You need to hear, and you need to base what you hear on the word of God. That's where faith comes from. That's where faith is cultivated. That's where faith grows. That's how you exercise and you strengthen your faith. That's how you start strengthening and building up your faith, is you base it by hearing and hearing the word of God. Romans chapter 10 tells us very clearly, how shall they call on Jesus and believe? How are we going to ever get to the point where we can call on Jesus and really believe him? It says, how shall we believe if we haven't heard? And how shall we hear if we don't have a preacher? How beautiful are the feet of them that bring good news. But they have not all obeyed and believed. Not everybody hears the word of God and believes it. Not everybody hears the word of God and believes it and acts on it. But those who will hear the word of God and act on it will see the miraculous. Notice this, because so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When they heard that Jesus was in the house and they heard the word of God, it built faith in them. Faith enough to go get the paralyzed man and carry his stretcher to the house. And when they couldn't get back in the room, they climbed up on the roof and they lowered him to Jesus, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's how you cultivate courageous faith. What is courageous faith? It's faith that is seen. Belief plus action. How do we cultivate courageous faith? By hearing and hearing the word of God. How many know it matters what you hear? Oh, come on. It matters what you listen to. It matters who you listen to. It matters what you read. It matters who you let speak into your life. We're all hearing. How many know there's a lot of voices telling us to think this and believe this and feel this? There's 42 experts on every channel. I never knew there were so many experts. Where do they get these experts? Who says they're experts? Never mind. We got all these voices telling us. You want to cultivate courageous faith? Then listen to voices that speak courageous faith. Listen to voices that speak the word of God. Listen to voices that will cause us to foundation our life on what God says, not what everybody else says or all the experts say. Joshua 1, Moses gave instructions to Joshua when he was going to pass the baton in his old age for Joshua to take over when they went into Promised Land. He said, be strong and of good courage. He tells them how to have courage and how to be strong. Then the land that I swore unto my fathers, only be strong and very courageous, that thou may observe to do, not just believe in your heart, but do, act on everything that's in the law of Moses gave. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate on it day and night. I meditate on it day and night. I meditate on it day and night. I believe it in my heart. I believe it in my heart. I say it with my mouth. But he says, that's not enough. He says, but then also do according to all that is written therein. Not just meditate on it, not just know it, not just say it, not just believe it in your heart, but then do something with it. Act that you may do according to all. Then, when you meditate and do, then you shall be prosperous. Then you shall have good success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Be not afraid, for the Lord is with you wherever you go. Notice that strength and courageousness comes when we meditate and when we do and act on the Word of God. We hear it. We believe it in our heart. We meditate on it. We focus on it. We listen to it. We block out the other voices, and then we act on it by faith. Verse 6 of chapter 23, again, be very courageous and keep and do all that is written in the law of Moses, that you will not turn to the left or to the right. You know what? I don't want to be on the left and I don't want to be on the right. I want to be right where God says. Keep it in your heart, but then do it with your action, with your life. That's courageous faith. That's how we cultivate it. When we guard that word in our heart. Don't let anybody steal that word. You keep it in your heart. Don't let anybody talk you out of it. Oh, look at all this is going. Don't look to the left. Ah, see what's happening in the world? See, God can't. Don't listen to the left and the right. Listen to the voice of God. Listen to the word of God. That'll keep you in the center where we need to be. How do we cultivate courageous faith? By hearing and hearing the word of God. Look at Psalm 1. Blessed. Blessed. Come on, everybody wants to be blessed. Blessed is the person. Well, who's the blessed person? Who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. You know why we don't have courageous faith? You know why we don't have the kind of faith that brings a miraculous attack? Is because we're walking with the ungodly. We're listening to the ungodly telling us what they think, what they feel, what their ideas are. A blessed person is one who walks not with a person who doesn't want anything. If someone says, someone who doesn't want anything to do with God, and someone is anti-God, and you're going to listen to them tell you how to live your life? That's a recipe for not being blessed. A person doesn't even want anything to do with God, and yet you take what they say, and you're living your life accordingly? That's the wrong path. Blessed is a person not only walks not, but stands not. Yeah, who are you standing with? I see people all the time. I'm standing with this side. I'm standing with this person. I'm gonna make a protest, or I'm gonna stand with this group. Are you standing with people that are standing for the word of God? Or are we standing for what we think, what we feel, and what everybody says is popular? You want to be blessed? You want to build courageous faith? Stand with those who stand for the word of God. Blessed is the person who walks not, stands not, and who sits not. Did you notice the progression? Oh, we're just walking along and we hear something. Well, that catches our interest. Oh, that's interesting. And then we stop and we stand and we listen more. And then we get so comfortable, we just sit right down with them like we're one of them. The scoffer, the scornful. Can I tell you what? If you got friends, you got people around you that are the kind of people who are telling you to curse God and die like Job's friends? If you're around people who are scoffers and say, you believe that stuff? You believe that old-fashioned Bible stuff? You mean you believe what the Bible? Then you know what? Get out of there. Run out of that room as fast as you can. Get up off your feet and say, I'm not going to sit with this crowd. I'm not going to stand with this crowd. I'm not going to walk with this crowd. I'm amazed that Christians, I had a Christian say to me not too long ago, their favorite author was a guy who is totally anti-God. They read all their books, listen to all their stuff, and I said, but they don't even believe in God. Doesn't matter. I like what he says. That's a recipe for disaster. That's a recipe for crippled faith, not courageous faith. That's a recipe for losing your faith and giving up on faith, not for building faith. Now listen, I listen and I read things that are not Christian at times to stay informed. I believe Christians should be intelligent people and should be informed on the issues and should know different things. I read and listen, but I don't base my life on what they say. I read it to be informed and get a perspective, but not to change my viewpoint and to tell me how to live my life. A blessed person is one who delights in the law of the Lord. And in that law, he meditates day and night. That person will be like a tree planted, strong, courageous, deep-rooted. They will bring forth fruit in their season. Their leaf will not wither, and whatsoever they do shall prosper. Because it's based on hearing and hearing the word of God. What is courageous faith? It's faith that is seen when Jesus saw their faith. It's something we just believe in our heart and we do with our life. How do we cultivate courageous faith? Hearing and hearing the word of God, knowing the word of God, believing the word in our heart, and then acting on the word of God, listening to the word of God, meditating on the word, not letting the other voices get into our head and in our heart. And how do we activate this kind of faith? How do we take this faith now and turn it into the miraculous? How do we activate it? How do we ignite that faith and get that faith to work for results in our life? I want you to see, as we go back to Mark 2, I want you to see there are two different responses to what Jesus said. These crazy friends bring this man to Jesus, bring him to the house. And Jesus says, when he saw their faith, he said, your sins be forgiven, and arise, take up your bed and walk. And I want you to notice the first response, which is the wrong reaction, which will not activate faith, it will neutralize faith. There were scribes, and by the way, scribes are people who not only know the word of God, they write it and read it. So don't tell me that people who know the word of God and can quote scriptures and write it and read it and even say it, don't tell me that they've got the kind of faith that Jesus acts on, because these men wrote the word of God and spoke the word of God and still didn't have the wrong response. They were sitting there, notice this, they were reasoning in their hearts. They were debating in their own mind and in their own heart. Why does he speak blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Immediately Jesus perceived their reasoning and asked them, why do you question? Why do you object in your heart to what I just said? Can I say to you, the way not to activate your faith, the way to neutralize your faith, the way to not see the miraculous is to debate and to question and to reason and to object to what Jesus says in his word. Jesus gave him his word. Your sins be forgiven. Arise, take up your bed and walk. He gave him the word of the Lord. And if you sit there and you hear the word of God and you know the scripture, you know what it says, and we sit there and we debate it and we reason it and we reason ourselves out of it and we object to it and we question it and we debate it and we say, Jesus, I know that's what your Bible says, but I'm going to do something else. Guess what? Our faith will never work. People know the scripture, read the scripture, and then they object to it. That'll never activate faith. That'll never produce the miraculous. You know, what's interesting, I've had people say to me over the years, and I know people, even Christians, who will say to me, I know the Bible says this about that, but I think, I feel, popular opinion says, well, that's what it meant a long time ago, but today it means, no, if Jesus said it, see, we think, oh, I'm not like the scribe, I'm not like the guy, I don't question, I'm not going to argue with Jesus. Well, when we say the Bible, I know the Bible says that, but that's not for me. I know that's what the Bible says about that issue, but I choose not to believe that. That's the wrong reaction. That's the wrong response. And that will never activate our faith. Notice the right response. Immediately. Immediately. Immediately the man got up, took his bed, and walked. He told me to get up, take my bed, and walk. So you know what? Instead of sitting there debating and arguing with him, I'm just going to pick up my bed and walk. And his faith was activated. And his faith brought the miraculous. This morning, we can sit here and argue and debate all we want about the Bible. I know the Bible says this, but you know what this man was saying? I know the Bible says this, and that's good enough for me, period. End of discussion, end of debate, end of reasoning, end of questioning. If the Bible says it, I'm going to believe it, and I'm going to act on it. And when he acted on it, he experienced the miraculous. These two responses are the responses that all of us fall into one of those two categories. We either know the word, heard the word. I know the word says this, but I think, I feel, I see, I believe this instead. Or I know the word of God says this, and I know it, and I'm going to obey it. Period. That's the two options. And that's how you build courageous faith, and that's how you activate courageous faith when we believe. Let me show you two illustrations in the Bible that show you and illustrate both of these different responses. First of all, the wrong response. In Numbers 13, here's the wrong response like the scribes. And they, remember the spies were sent into land to check it out? What did Moses say? Moses said to the 12 spies, he said, look, I'm going to send you in. God said the land is flowing with milk and honey and we can possess it. So the 10 spies go in to check it out. They, the 10, not Joshua and Caleb, the 10, we came into the land and surely it flows with milk and honey. In other words, what God said is true. They were actually testifying, listen, they were testifying what God's word said is true. It is flowing just as God said. It's flowing with milk and honey. His word is true. He absolutely told us the truth, but nevertheless, we think, oh boy, reasoning and questioning. We think the people are too strong and the walls are too high. Moreover, we saw giants, and we feel we're not able. Listen, what God said is true, but I think, I feel, I see will get you into trouble. Can you imagine they actually said what God said is true, but nevertheless, say nevertheless. Nevertheless. Let me show you the right response in Scripture, an example, an illustration. Peter and his expert fishermen, remember Peter and them were fishermen by trade. They were out all night fishing, they caught nothing. They were actually at shore washing and cleaning up their nets to call it a night because they were tired and worn out and they were ready to go home. And Jesus shows up and says, hey guys, Why don't you go back out? And this time, don't go out shallow. Go way out there. How many know Peter should have said, Jesus, I think you're nuts. Jesus, I feel like you were raised the carpenter, I'm raised the fisherman. Jesus, I see empty nets. We already tried it. But you know what Peter said? Doesn't matter what I think. Doesn't matter what I see. Doesn't matter what I feel. Nevertheless, at thy word, I'll let down my net. And when he let down his net, the Bible says they couldn't contain the fish. There were so many fish that the nets that they had just cleaned were breaking because they were so full of fish. Nevertheless, what God said is true, but nevertheless, I think, I feel, I see, or nevertheless, at your word. Let me make one last point before I bring this to a close. Courageous faith is not reckless faith. It's regardless faith. Let me say that again. God dropped this into my spirit the other day and it just exploded in my heart. Courageous faith is not reckless faith. A lot of people think, well, courageous faith, and you gotta not be intelligent. You don't think for yourself, you just believe anything blindly and foolishly. My faith is intelligent people can have courageous faith. It's not about that you don't think. People who have courageous faith think. People who have courageous faith feel. We're human. Courageous faith, people who have courageous faith see realities and say, wow, I don't get that. I don't understand that. That doesn't make sense to me. Courageous faith is not reckless. It doesn't mean we're not intelligent. Doesn't mean we don't have feelings. Doesn't mean we don't face reality. Abraham faced reality. He said, I'm old, Sarah's barren, but regardless of that, I'm going to trust God. You see, courageous faith is not reckless. It's regardless. I see the reality. I don't get it. I feel the human emotions and frustrations about this that any other human being feels. I thought this through and it doesn't make sense to me, just like it doesn't make sense to other people. But regardless of what I think, regardless of what I feel, regardless of what I see, I'm going to let my net down on Jesus' word. See, it's not reckless, it's regardless. Regardless to what I think. Regardless to what I feel. Listen, I'm the first one to say, there are a lot of stuff I don't get. There are a lot of stuff I don't understand. God, why in the world do you do that? Why would you let that happen? Why in the world don't you do this? If I was God, let's just be glad we're not. There's a lot of things that don't make sense to me. There's a lot of things and a lot of times in my life when I have felt the emotions of frustration and emotions when this is just wrong and I don't get it and I don't like it. There are times when I see the realities and it just goes against everything I want to believe and everything I was taught. But courageous faith, that's where courageous faith comes in and says, listen, I've got the courage to believe God even though it doesn't make sense, even though I don't feel it, and even though I don't see what I think I should see, I'm going to trust God anyway. That's courageous faith, and that's the kind of faith that brings the miraculous. Regardless faith, not reckless faith. Here's my question in conclusion this morning. Do we have the kind of faith that can be seen? Oh, I know in my mind, I got it in my heart. Can it be seen? When Jesus saw their faith. Let me tell you a story. I love history, and I read this story many years ago about President Thomas Jefferson and some of his companions were traveling across the countryside by horseback. They came to a river which the banks had overflowed and washed away the bridge. Every rider was going to be forced to ford across slowly through the heavy waters on horseback, putting their life in danger because of the high waters, and hoping that the horse would stay steady and they would get to the other side. There was a traveler who was on foot, who came up to the same river as the president and his group, was not with the group, who watched as one by one, horseback and rider went slowly through the high waters and got to the other side. Finally, the traveler came up to President Jefferson and said, "Would you ferry me across on your horse with you?" To which the president didn't hesitate, put him on the horse. They began to go across the river, slowly, their lives in danger, and finally they made it safely to the other side. As the stranger slid off the horseback saddle and he stood on dry ground, one of the group that was with the president said to the man who wasn't with the group, said, "Why did you pick the president to ford you across the river?" The man was shocked. He said, "I didn't know that that was the president, to be honest with you. It's just that I watched every one of your faces. And all of your faces said no, but his face said yes." Do you have a yes face? Or do you have a no face? Listen, you can look at life and let it beat you up. You can look at life and say, "Well, reality says this, and everybody else says this, and I think this, and I feel this." Or you can have a yes face and say, "You know what? I'm going to trust God. Whatever comes, whatever bees." Bad English, but great theology. Whatever bees. Mary Beach used to say that all the time. Whatever bees. That's probably where I got it from. Whatever bees. You know what? I choose to have a yes face. When someone comes to me and they've got a problem, I want to have the kind of face that says, "Look, I sympathize with you. I don't have all the answers. I can't tell you exactly how it's going to work, but I'll trust God with you." Amen. Come on now, that's regardless faith. That's not reckless, that's regardless. That's courageous faith that says, "You know what? My faith says, come on, I'll pray with you. I'll stand with you." God wants us to have courageous faith, because God wants us to experience the miraculous. And courageous faith is miraculous faith. Here's the last scripture. Oh, I forgot about my friend here. How many know we're all like the cowardly lion? We all need a little more courage, don't we? Come on, I'll admit it. I don't always have the yes face that I want. But I want to have that kind of courage faith. I want to have the kind of faith that says, and it doesn't come from a wizard behind a curtain. It comes by hearing and trusting the word of God. Come on, how many join me and say, "I need a little more courage this morning"? I want courageous faith today. How many need a miracle today? Come on, let me see it. Look at this face. I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to trust God with you. I'm going to believe with you. Got any other crazy friends here? Come on. That'll have a yes face and say, "I'm in. I'm with you. I don't get it either. It doesn't make sense to me either. I feel this. But you know what? My faith says God can do it." I love this last scripture, 2 Chronicles 32. When Hezekiah saw the Assyrian army coming and they proposed to fight against Jerusalem, he took counsel with his mighty men. He strengthened himself and he built up the broken down wall and made weapons in abundance. He appointed captains to lead the people, saying, "Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid or dismayed, for there is more that are with us than with them. With them is the arm of flesh, but with us the Lord God will help us and fight for us." And the people rested. I love that word rested, because it means propped themselves up, leaned heavily upon, stood strong in the word of Hezekiah, because how many know the word of Hezekiah was the word of the Lord? Come on, let's prop ourselves up on the word of God today. Let's rest in the word of God today. Let's trust in the word of God today. Let's lean heavily on the word of God today. Let's stand strong on the word of God today. Stand with me. Lift a hand toward heaven. With a hand toward heaven, say, God, I'm going to rest my faith on the word of the Lord today. Not what I think, not what I feel, not what I see around me. I'm not oblivious to what's around me. I'm not going to deny my emotions. I'm not going to deny my thoughts. I'm not going to act foolishly or recklessly, but I'm going to act regardlessly in faith to you. Come on, with a hand toward heaven, let faith arise in your heart today. When Jesus showed up 4 days late to Mary and Martha, Martha comes running and says, Lord, how come? Lazarus had to die. Why did this happen? If only, Lord, you had been here. And all of us have asked those questions. Why, God? How come? If only. And Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though they were dead, yet shall they live. And whosoever lives and believes shall never die. And then he asked them the question I want to ask us today. Do you believe this? And Martha, without hesitation, said, yes, Lord, I believe. Today, you may have the questions, you may have the emotions, you may feel the frustrations of life. But Jesus is saying, will you believe in me? Will you stand on my word today? Will you take me at my word today? And if we will say, yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. Come on, with your hand raised toward heaven. Yes, Lord. Lord, I got a yes face. Can you see it? Can you see my face, Lord? My face says, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Lord, you see every hand and every heart. You know what every one of us has need of today. And Lord, you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power of God that lives and works in us. As we exercise our faith in you today, with your hand raised, and with a heart that says, yes, Lord, I believe. Then I listen to me carefully. With every head bowed and every eye closed. With your hand raised and with a heart where faith is rising up, I want you to ask the Lord, Lord, what is it you want me to do? Listen, not only what we believe in our heart, but what we act and what we do. God may put in your heart and say and tell you that you need to take a step of faith. In a particular area. Maybe God's been tugging at your heart. Listen, and you've been leaning toward, I think I should do this. I think I should. And you sense, long as it doesn't disagree with the word of God, and it's not illegal or immoral, I caution to say that, but if you sense and God's telling you to take a step of faith, then you need to take that step of faith. If God's putting in your heart to pray for someone or to pray for a particular thing, then you obey that action. If God's putting in your heart, maybe listen to saying, listen, your miracle is going to hinge on you forgiving somebody. Listen, if God puts in your heart and says, listen, you got to forgive. And then Take that step of faith. Maybe God's putting in your heart you need to give something. Maybe you've been holding back and you're giving. And God's saying, listen, you want me to release a miracle? Then be courageous and give. You say, but Lord, I need you. You know what? When we give, he blesses. Maybe you need to love. Maybe you need to extend love to somebody. Maybe you need to serve. We just been sitting. We say, I got faith, I got faith, I got faith, but we never do anything for the kingdom of God. Maybe God's been tugging on you to serve and help in the nursery or greet at the door or get involved in a life group and take a step of faith or get involved in some area of ministry. Maybe God's putting in your heart, what is it he wants you to do? Listen, it's not only believing in our heart, it's acting with our life. So I can't tell you what to do. I just gave you a few examples from the Word of God. God may put something in your heart today, telling you what you need to do. That's between you and him. Say, Lord, what is it you need me to do to exercise my faith, to take a courageous step so that I can release the miraculous? Lord, I'm asking you to speak by the Holy Spirit in that still small voice, and that we would hear the word of the Lord. We would hear the word of the Lord, then we would meditate on it. We would pray over it. And then we would act on it by faith. And I pray that as we act in faith, we can see the miraculous. Now, if God has spoken to you about something, then you need to, we're going to pray together, and then you need to go and act on that. And you need to do what God wants you to do. And in doing that, we can see the miraculous in our life. Come on, extend your hand toward heaven a moment. Father, in the name of Jesus, by faith, we see a miracle today. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that faith would arise in our hearts. Courageous faith. That will believe you for the impossible. Regardless of what we think, see, and feel. Lord, send your word right now and heal. Send your word and deliver. Send your word and restore. Send your word and tear down walls. Send your word, Lord, and provide. Send your word and raise up an army. Send your word and breathe life. Send your word. Send your word.